Here we go. 8 minutes to go here in the ball game. Both teams take the floor. And it's possession arrow is favoring the Panthers. So Eliza Myers is going to go ahead and inbound here. And she is looking for Jensen, who she ends up finding McKenna around. McKenna finds Kara Stalmer. Kara stops, pops fairly off. No good rebound, Chieftains. But ball is tipped away, picked back up by the Chieftains, by Raven Chafin, who's back in the ballgame, and she dribbles up. Layup, no good on left side. Shelby Wiley, shots up, no good. Rebound, Kara Stalmer, who clears her space, finds Eliza Myers. Myers back looking for Jensen, just barely off of her fingertips. A little miscommunication by those two. But ball went out of bounds. She's going to stay with the Chieftains. 7:35 here to play in the fourth. We're still 35-18. Chieftains inbounds. Layup, shots up, no good. Gets her own rebound, shots up, no good. Kara Stalmer comes with it. She dropped up. Jump ball. Possession arrow is going to favor the Chieftains. And it looks like we've got Madison Cox, Delaney Rao, and Carol Whitehead coming into the game for Kara Stalmer, McKenna Rao, and Mocha Larman. Chieftains inbound. Ooh. Chieftains inbound to Vanessa Eastshaw. She shoots and a foul by Eliza Myers, I believe, in the basket made. So that will be a go ahead and count the basket. Chance for a 3-point play here for Vanessa Eastshaw. And we're stopping the ball game to call out the winner of the 50-50 raffle. Didn't win it this time. Surprise, surprise. So Vanessa Edenshaw looking to complete the 3-point play. Free throws up, no good. Rebound Eliza Myers. She clears, finds Madison Cox. Cox dribbles up the center of the floor. Over to Jensen, left side. Jensen stops, shoots, good-looking shot, no good. Rebound chased down by Eliza Myers. Great post move, Eliza Myers. Eliza Myers catches the rebound simultaneously, spins away, shoots, and it's fouled. And she'll be going to line shooting, too. Great move by Eliza. 7:09 here to play in the fourth. Score is 37-18. Chieftains in the lead. Eliza's first shot's up. Off the backboard, no good. All right, second free throw shot's up, no good. Chased down by the Chieftains. That'd be number 23, Mariah Sanderson, dribbles up. Ball's slapped away. She was looking for Edenshaw. Ball was slapped away by Jensen. And it looks like Leslie Carl came away with kind of a loose ball situation, put it up and in. So Jensen looking for Myers, cutting to the hoop. A little too strong of a pass off Eliza's fingertips, out of bounds. 6:50 to play here in the fourth. Score is 39-18. So Raven Chafin inbounds to Mariah Sanderson. Sanderson dribbles up. Defended by Jensen. Screen was set. Shelby Wiley shoots, no good. Rebound chased down by Delaney. Who then almost loses it. Kara Whitehead was fouled pretty hard there by, it looks like, not sure who that was. Was that on the third foul on Vanessa Incha? And Skegway's going to come the other way. So Madison Cox banks in a long two. So Haley Jensen dribbled down, found Madison Cox on the right side. Great shot by Madison. She banks it up and in. 20-39. Ooh, ball stolen by Haley and then almost stolen back, but Haley gets it back. And she finds Delaney around on the right side. Back to Cox. Cox, same spot. Shots up. This time no good. And both Delaney Rao and Kara Whitehead had their hands on the ball, and it was tipped out of bounds. Goes back to Chieftain. So inbounds are Raven Chafin. She dribbles up the right side of the floor. She goes all the way, not there, stops, kicks out to Eastshaw over to the 8th grader Shelby Wiley, who hits a jumper from the left side of the floor. So the score is 41-20. And Haley Jensen finds Kara Summer, shots up, that was good. Delaney Rao gets the rebound, goes for a layup, is blocked. Kowalk gets the ball, looking for a full court pass and throws it out of bounds. So Skegman will regain the possession here. 5:35 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Haley Jensen dribbles up the center of the floor. She finds Delaney Rao. Delaney triple threat over to Moko Larman. Moko Larman triple threat back to Haley Jensen. Jensen looks inside to Delaney. Delaney, great move. Up, layup's no good. Sarah Whitehead looking to chase down the rebound. Eaton Shaw comes away with it, looking for Raven Chafin just off of Raven's fingertips. And that'll possession will remain with Skagway. Kara Whitehead inbounds to Haley Jensen. Jensen top of the key, dribbling. She stops, pops to three. Up, no good. Eaton Shaw away with it. Gets it to Sarah Mariah Sanderson. She dribbles up the left side of the floor. Back over to Eaton Shaw. Eaton Shaw back to Sanderson. Sanderson for a three. And it rolls out. But Chafin with the rebound. Back to Wiley. Wiley loses control. Haley Jensen comes away with it. And she's on a one-on-one break. Is hammered. And it's called for a foul. Or number 23, the Mariah Sanderson is called for the foul on the season. So Haley will be heading to the line. A chance for two free throws. 4:44 here left to play in the ballgame. Lady Panthers trailing by 21. And the referees are holding the ball while shoelace is being tied. They're going to go ahead and let her shoot the first one. Jensen's shot is up and off the back of the rim. Chieftain showing great sportsmanship. Giving her a high five. Haley's second shot is up, and it rattles in. Good shot, Haley. Cuts the lead to 20, 4:44 here to go in the ballgame. Shelby Wiley looking for the inbound. Skagway in a full court man press. Mariah Sanderson bringing the ball to the court for the Chieftain. She finds Raven Chafin. Chafin, dribble drive move, shots up, no good. And it's tipped out of bounds by the Chieftains. We'll remain with Skagway. Ball's in down to Madison Cox. Cox dribbling up the right side of the floor. She's looking for a great cut by Moko Larman. Pass was just off her fingertips going out of bounds. Cox, good looking pass, just couldn't quite connect off of Moko Larman's hands and back to the Chieftains. Shelby Wiley gets the inbound pass. She passes back to Mariah Sanderson. Sanderson dribbling up the center of the floor. Cox being defended. Big screen by Eaton Shaw. Not called out. Hit Madison pretty good. Madison recovers, tips the ball away. And finds Vanessa Eaton Shaw inside, who shoots no good. Rebound tipped around. Madison Cox comes with it. Finds Kara Whitehead. Great pass. Kara pushing the ball at the center of the floor. And she's fouled by, it looks like, number 32. Vanessa Eaton Shaw, junior. That would be the 16th foul on the walk and the fourth on Vanessa. So they bring out their starters, Raven Chafin and Mariah Sanderson. Ball's inbound by Kara Whitehead to McKenna Rao, to Madison Cox. Cox is blocked by the 5'10" eighth grader, Taya Marvin. Again, Cox hits the ball back to Moko Larman. Cox back out on the left elbow. She finds Kiara Selmer, who shots up no good, but blocked out of bounds by Chieftain. So remain with Skagway, 3:45 left to play in the ballgame. Kiara Whitehead inbounds to Kiara Selmer. Kiara dribbles off the foot, and that's Cox recovers. Finds McKenna, who finds Kiara, who shoots no good. Rebound to Taya Marvin, finds Ashley Hafeen. Hafeen dribbles up the right side of the floor, finds Vanessa Eaton Shaw, or I'm sorry, Leslie Carl. Carl's shot is up, no good, but it's fouled. So she'll be heading the line, shooting two. 14th foul on Skagway, and the first on number 3, Kiara Selmer. Leslie Carl's first free throw is up, no good. Substitutions coming in. We got Eliza Myers, Delaney Rao, and Haley Jensen come back into the ballgame for McKenna Rao, Kara Whitehead, and Madison Cox. Shot, second shot by Carl is up and good. Ball is inbounded by Delaney to Haley. Haley looking for Eliza. Great pass. Eliza, good move. Clean block by number 32, Eaton Shaw. And Athene dribbles it up left side of the floor, and she's fouled by Moko Larman, who comes to the steal. That will be the 15th foul on Skagway, and I believe Moke is first. Ball's inbounded to Wiley. Back to Hafeen. Hafeen finds Taya Marvin. Marvin back to Wiley. kind of bounces off her hands. Ooh, she bounced off her hands, and she fell over and attempted to get it, goes out of bounds. So that's the gagway. Eliza Myers for the inbound. Another pause for the 50-50 raffle that I'm not winning. And no winners there. So, Eliza Myers inbounds to Haley Jensen. Jensen up the center of the floor. She finds Delaney. Delaney, triple threat, looking back to Haley. Haley, long two, no good. Kind of chases down her own rebound. Kara comes with it. Back to Haley, right next to her. Haley looks inside to Eliza Myers. Good move by Eliza. Blocked again, but it looks like number 32, Vanessa Edenshaw, who has some good blocks, but is also kind of bringing her arms down a little bit, too. So Eliza's, you know, she's doing good, going up strong. Number 3, Kara Selmer. Looks like an accidental foul on Hafeen there, so. Sort of fell over and, oh, poor Kiara. I'm sorry, Kiara Selmer, accidental foul. And she looks to be holding the right side of her face, like may have taken a fall there. So Hafeen looking inside for Carl. Ball stolen by Jensen. Eliza Myers gets it at center court. She finds Delaney. Delaney dribbles to the left side, picks it up. Ooh, looking for Eliza. Stolen by Hafeen. Hafeen leading the break. And she's fouled by Milk Alarm. Good foul. Tough break there. 2:10 left to play in the ballgame. 42-21, Lady Panthers trailing. And Ashley Hafeen will be shooting two. First free throw's up and good. Hafeen on her second is up, no good. Ooh, and Delaney looking for the rebound off her fingertips. Out of bounds, stays with the Chieftain. Hafeen calling for an out of bounds play. Chieftain set up in the box, out of bounds play. Inbound is Ty Marvin. Marvin to Wiley, shot up from the elbow, and it's good. Shelby Wiley, the eighth grader, with her fourth point of the ballgame. 2 minutes left here to play. 45-21, Chieftain lead. Jensen, ooh, looking for Eliza Myers. A little miscommunication. Myers loses it, but then stolen by McKenna Rowell, and she puts it up and in. So two steals there, one by Block, one by Gagway. Skating comes to a point, though. Hafeen up the left side of the floor. She picks up her dribble. Looking, ooh, go get it, Eliza. Looking to pass. So Hafeen was looking to pass to Vanessa Edenshaw, who didn't want to pick the ball up because it would have been over the back, and Eliza Myers went to chase it down. Couldn't get it, but let it roll out of bounds. Smart play there, so Gagway will get the ball into their own basket. Delaney Rowell inbounds to Madison Cox. Cox, quick shot, up, no good. It looks like McKenna comes away with it. Back to Delaney. Delaney has it knocked away. And it looks like they're going to stay with the Panthers' possession. Eliza Myers taking the ball off for the Panthers. And she gets into Delaney. Delaney to Cox. Cox back to Myers. Great pass. Ooh, just up, no good. Tipped out of bounds by the Chieftains. 1:18 here to play in the ballgame. Kowalk leading by 22. Delaney inbounds underneath. Finds McKenna. Or I'm sorry, McKenna inbounds. Delaney inbounds to McKenna. McKenna to Cox. Cox at the top of the key. She shoots up, no good. Chieftains come away with it. Isabel Rubio dribbling all the way up the floor. Madison Cox, good D. Chopped up, no good. Cox cut off that lane. Great defense by Madison there. Out of bounds off the side of the backboard. Gagway ball. Cox dribbling down, finds McKenna. McKenna finds Eliza. Eliza shoots. A little timid there, thinking her shot might get blocked and misses. And Vanessa Edenshaw comes through. I think it goes coast to coast. And Madison Cox almost close, could have been a charge, but it's called for the block. And so 46 seconds here to play in the ballgame. That's the 7th team foul on Skagway, sending the Chieftains to the line for a 1-1 situation. Score 45-23. First free throw is up and good for Vanessa. Second free throw is up and good for Vanessa. So Delaney inbounds to Cox. Cox dribbling up the center of the floor. And it's almost stolen. Madison comes with it for Mocha, though. So Mocha, kind of a odd turn of events there, and Mocha lost it to a chieftain who lost it out of bounds. So stays with the Panthers. Eliza Meyer inbounds. She finds McKenna Rao, who's looking for Mocha Lamer, cutting to the basket, stolen by Shelby Wiley. Wiley dribbles up, looking for a pass, and bodies all over the place. Leslie Carl came away with it. It was kind of tipped around. Carl dove on it, went for a pass, and went out of bounds. Back to Skagway. Cox over to McKenna Rao. McKenna dribbles up, looking back for Cox. Ball tipped around, and it's another jump ball situation. Bobby's all over the floor here tonight. Both teams finishing the game playing hard. 11.8 seconds here to play in the ball game. Skagway sets up in a stack out of bounds. Underneath, great pass. McKenna up, no good. Delaney has it again. 6 seconds left. She finds McKenna, who finds Eliza, who shoots, and it's up and good. So Eliza Myers closes out the ball game there at the final two. Final score of the evening is 47-25. The Chiefs pulling away with it. Good, hard ball game played by both teams.